Is it the end of the world?
Oh, it's not doing it.
Yes, it is the end of the
That's
world.
That's so annoying. Why to do that?
And it's also the beginning.
If it worked perfectly, it wouldn't be us.
Of a brand new solid juggalo world for us all to enjoy.
What up? It's how we do.
Finally, time.
It's time. Finally, I can stop getting the threats.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm really, really excited for this album drop. Goodness.
Well, welcome everyone to Deck One Dealt. My name is Kyle, aka Keezy, if you'd like, and these are my good pals that I do a Juggalo podcast with, starting with the one to my left.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for that intro, Keezy. My name is Just Chris, I'm not gonna end it with the tagline or not Sly.
Working. The dog's
fucking
not working.
Crap.
Is it is a dog?
Crib.
Yeah, no, yeah. We're not doing the dog. Move on.
Fucking crib.
It's not working.
Dog ain't working.
Crib. All right.
Carver Law, y'all. How y'all doing?
Yep. All right. I was gonna say, not quick on the buttons today, my man.
I don't know why the dog ain't working.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the
dog. That pissed me off. I was expecting the dog.
That sucks, man. We need a dog.
That pissed me off, dude.
I mean,
God damn it.
That became, you know, that kind of became the tag for Just Chris.
It did, yeah.
No, I ruined it.
That's the yeah. I hate that fucking dog. there it is. All right, great. Hi, that's my dog.
I wasn't gonna be happy till I got it to work.
I know, right?
So welcome everyone to the show. This week we are gonna have some fun.
We are, for show.
What a shit show that would be.
Right, for sure. I agree. Whoever's voice that was.
That's what they said this episode would be.
Yeah, they did. They said it would be a shit show. But yeah, I feel threatened. I've been getting like weird calls about this album. It's a long story, but we'll get to that.
Look, we put this album out, and by we put this album out, I mean we show people that it exists. Yeah. You know, yeah. We didn't have much to do with it.
I can't wait for this album. I can't wait to listen to it. I expect this to be, you know, a shining example of hip hop and music.
I've listened to the album. I think you're right. The circumstances leading up to the album, I'm not a big fan of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I haven't liked, all of the like tapping on my window late at night. Like I'll have knocks on my window.
Yeah.
And then I wake up and like, there'll be like a CD outside the window. I have at this point like 30 CDs.
Oh my gosh.
I really do. Constant harassment.
So do you want to get to
my mailbox?
Do you want to get to the bottom of why?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the biggest reason for me to be here today, is just to figure out why I'm being I don't know what's happening. But I mean, it started with the break-ins. Like we talked about the car break-ins and everything.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Never mind. Just
But yeah, break-in. We talked about the car break-ins and it all started with that, but yeah, it's just been kind of downhill from there. But so I'm excited to get this out here. Am I under the illusion that you actually got this guy today?
I did. I pinned him down.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And said, hey, man, come on our show and talk to us.
That's so actually pretty awesome.
You explained to him how we like our interviews to be presented.
No, what? No, I didn't explain nothing.
You didn't?
I just told he said, let me on your fucking show. And I said, who am I to say otherwise?
Hold on. Does he use that kind of language?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's from just the small interactions that I've had with him. He seems like a very violent person. Short.
Well,
views.
I mean, all that aside, I'm excited to talk about the production of this album. I'm excited to talk about, you know, all the, you know, how this was engineered, mixed and mastered. I mean, is all. So, you know, we have this album, we're releasing this, right? And this is all under our banner.
Sure.
Okay.
No, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. This album is fucking amazing.
I mean, album and pirate it and put it online, does that mean you released it? Sure.
I wouldn't say it's pirating. Now, to be clear, I found the album in my car after my car had been getting. Let me clear this story up for everybody who doesn't know.
No, we have the masters, don't we?
No, we have no about 2 months. Like
you're calling him the master.
You weren't. The thing was, you weren't paying fucking attention like usual. But we talked about this like a month ago. Like I told you guys, my car had been when we went out to eat. We all went out to eat as a group to talk about like our plans for the future and everything. But like, I told you guys, my car had been getting broken into for a few weeks. Anyway, my car like 2 months ago had been getting broken into. Started with my CD player. Then it moved to everything in my glove box. Then it was the center consoles. Then they took my sunglasses and things off of my visor. Then they took my car seats. Then they took all of the wiring from the inside of my car. I literally just have a shell of a car. So I go out there just to get the VIN number so I can get it towed and get money for the fucking frame because I have nothing to my name now as far as the car goes.
Scrap.
And yeah, and there's a CD sitting in it. No fucking seats or anything, but there's a CD. I open it up and I take it in and I listen to it. It's a great fucking CD.
And you said, let's try to make some money off of this shit.
Exactly. So I can try to get some of that money back for like the seats that I fucking lost. Like, I don't even, do you know, I don't even have a car right now.
Wait, hold on, fellas.
I have a shell.
We're the royalties.
It's just like a shell of a car that holds all of my CDs.
But no, as far as the CD sales, there's royalties. I mean, everything is, this is all in order, right? I mean.
Well, you're talking about like what?
I mean, we're doing this
I don't even know who this is. What are you talking about?
Well, like, do you want to just bring him in and ask him?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever. I'm not fucking.
All right. Well, let's bring him in.
Sure.
All
right.
The man we were all talking about is, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, the guy, the person who's been invading our show. And we want to know why. It's fuck out of here. Welcome. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You.
What's up, buddy? What?
Are we interrupting you?
Yo, who is y'all, man?
Well, I'm wondering the same thing. Who is you?
Who is y'all?
You took the record?
Yeah, well, it was given to...
No,
for people to hear, yeah.
No, we're releasing this album.
Yeah, we're helping.
You releasing it?
Let me handle this. Okay.
Yo, I don't know how the fuck you got to copy my shit, bro, but I don't appreciate you bootlegging my shit, dog.
Bro, it's not a bootleg. It was left in my vehicle. If it's left in my vehicle, I don't know who keeps breaking into my shit, but somebody's...
Hey, man, let's just get on with the deposition, man.
Can you bring deposition. Up the talking points?
Well, did you say deposition?
He said deposition.
Hold on.
Yo, I'm suing the fuck out of you, dude.
Come on, man. We're just a Juggalo podcast, dude. You can't do that. We don't got no money.
Well, we're going.
All right, Kinsey. It's cool, it's man. Keezy, what's your name? Jessica? Chris?
it's not Jess.
Jessica. Chris.
Guys.
You with the car?
Stop laughing.
Yeah. I'm the one with the car.
Stop.
I have lost a CD player, two seats, everything out of my glove boxes.
Hey. Guys, he's serious.
I'm just wondering, it was a great CD and everything, but I'm just wondering, like, who is this guy that keeps this shit happening?
Pull up the talking points.
All right. Look, he just, like, left in the middle of the interview.
I thought you guys had this straightened out. I'm kind of not understanding, but let's try to get to the bottom of this real quick.
Yeah. Well, sorry about the dog.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know where he went. Well, he'll come back in eventually.
Pull up the talking points. I want to go over what were this whole interview. This
what? Why did I put this? Why did I put Super Bowl?
Keep it there. Look, we're going to get this straight.
We got to get him. Yeah, we'll
we're
get
not.
This
he's out. Not. There's no deposition.
We got to get him back.
Come on.
Well, you know, I think he should probably put his cup or put his phone in a cup of cold water.
Yeah, right. Keep it chill.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Sorry, fuck out of here. We can hear you. We just can't see you.
I don't give a fuck.
Hold on.
All
right, well, that's fair.
Hey, fuck out of here. I really wanted to kind of get this straightened out. I'm worried about this, this deposition talk. We're not in a position to be going through these legal troubles. So I kind of want to talk to you about the release of this album. And I just kind of want to, let's bring it back to square one. Let's bring it back to base. Let's start off. I wanted to ask you about your Super Bowl. Who do you got on the Super Bowl this year? This
man, fuck the Super Bowl, yo. That Taylor Swift bitch, man.
Oh yes, Taylor Swift. Yeah. So
let me tell you something about that hoe.
Okay.
I used to hit that shit, yo.
Cap.
She wrote a bunch of songs about me. I'm suing her ass too. So when I'm done suing you, I'm going to sue her. Dude, and I know for a fact that she fucked the whole football team, yo.
The whole... God, are you talking about like American football or soccer football? Because those
I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs,
Can you cut this out? We cannot have this kind of talk on the show.
What anti-Taylor Swift? What,
like, trademark type stuff?
Can we cut it out after?
Yeah. Post? We'll cut it out.
We'll try after post. So I did want to ask one question. I know this is kind of off topic, but in the album, when I opened the album up, there was a picture of a tiger. And there's a lot of references on the album as well to like the movie Split. I'm wondering, like, what's going on with like your fascination with Split and tigers and all of that stuff? Like, do you like the movie Split and Glass and stuff like that?
I don't know about no movie Split, but I'll tell you straight up that I work at a zoo and tigers got 30 teeth, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is a true fact.
That's less than a dog, yo.
That is.
You know what I mean?
That is a
true
fact.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's a true fact, yeah.
That's neat.
And that movie Glass.
Yeah.
That's that Bruce Willis shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, actually it is. Yeah, it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Great movie.
Yeah, yeah. You know that dude, Bruce Willis, he was at that Johnny Epstein Island. And I know he was there because I was with him. You know what I'm saying? Me and Taylor, the creator, and fucking Will Smith's son and shit, yo.
Did you say Taylor, the creator? Or do you mean...
And I'll tell you straight up, they ain't going to get Bruce Willis to talk.
Okay.
They ain't going to talk.
No, look.
Bruce Willis can't talk. God.
Bruce Willis, doesn't he have like Parkinson's or something, or dementia?
I
just wanted to point out. You said Johnny Epstein, and you said Taylor the Creator. Did you mean Jeffrey Epstein and Tyler the Creator?
Yeah, I can't put me on the screen. You
yeah, I'm trying. I'm working on it. I'm coming. It's coming.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's just there's a connection issue or something. I don't know. There's been a lot of weird things going on in the last 2 weeks.
I'm extremely worried.
Yeah, we can see you.
Extremely worried about.
But this. did you mean Taylor? Or when you said Taylor, did you mean Tyler the Creator? Maybe.
Nah, man.
Okay.
Motherfucking Taylor the Creator, yo.
Taylor Swift. She creates.
Well, I don't think that. I think maybe I'm thinking of the wrong guy. It's probably on.
Do you realize
the rapper?
Oh, the rapper. Yeah, yeah. Taylor the Creator. Yep. That's.
Do you guys like realize what's going on?
That's her name. Taylor.
If this is actually real, we're getting sued, guys. Like you told me we had this album.
He
like,
told me
it was all
really
legitimate.
He told me, look, dude.
Motherfucker, you are getting sued.
No, bro.
Dude, see, that's
you stole my record, yo.
Well, we didn't steal your record. It got given to me, and we're sharing it with people. People want to see it. I'm putting it out there for people to see, man.
Yo, one, two.
Oh shit, dude!
Are you gonna shoot me through the screen?
Cut the feed.
You can't shoot me through the
record, yo.
You can't shoot me through the screen.
We haven't made any money off of it, okay?
Yeah, we're not like. I thought this was legitimate.
Why are you so scared?
I thought we were doing him a favor. We put it online, and I even made a little website.
I'm going
to
have a fucking conversation with you after this. Can we just talk about the producer's
question? I gotta get this deposition over with, man.
Oh, he's asking us questions.
Look, can we get to talking about the producers? Can we actually talk about the fucking production of this album?
I'm the producer.
Whoa. Well, actually,
you said you're the producer?
No.
Yeah.
No. Because
my real name is Malcolm McRae.
Malcolm McRae.
That's actually your real identity.
Google me.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll Google that.
Me.
See if he's.
Google me.
Are you a famous producer or something?
Yeah, Google me, Malcolm McRae.
Okay, it's a real person, Malcolm McRae,
American musician, an actor,
Mr. Out of Here. Can you?
His father was an investment banker who passed away when McRae went. Wow, really clear to Johnson. He married actress Anya Taylor-Joy.
Okay,
you're married to Anya Taylor-Joy. No, this can't be
the album is called that, yo.
I know, but I didn't understand why. Hold on,
I play piano. And guitar, I produce the album.
So
No. That's not true. The producer.
Well, good. I know who's sending someone to break into my car.
So wait, does that mean that you dedicated this album to your wife?
We don't gotta get into that. That's between me and her, yo.
All right. Well, okay. All right, that's fair.
So if that's the case, Mr. Out of
Bring
here.
Up the track list of the producers. This is bullshit. He did not produce his album. I have the fucking list right here.
Mr. Out of here.
Who produced my album, man?
We heard that Tough Junkie produced Girl You Know It's, for example.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
What about Fafu?
Fafu?
Legend.
Yeah, legend.
I've never heard of this dude.
Legend producer Fafu.
Okay. Harry Fraud. I know you've heard of Harry Fraud.
I have no idea who that is.
You're out of your mind, bro. What about John Sparks?
Never heard of him.
Monster.
I don't even know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Jay Brown, Rich Gaines. You don't know none of them, bro?
All right.
No.
Wow, bro.
So obviously you fucked up. You dropped the ball, Keezy. This whole interview is completely plagiarized.
Bro, no,
we don't have the fucking info.
Next question.
No, you can't hear it.
Bro, you can hear it.
All right, so Mr. Out of Here.
Bring up the fucking list.
What, Mr. Out of Here, why the name? Why the name? Like, it's very inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because that's what I say to you. If you come up and say some shit to me, I say, fuck out of here.
Can I?
Fuck out of here.
Well, I got a question. Why do you always cross out the letter U?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because he's censoring. I mean, it's a good business.
There's no you. There is only me.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, so okay. Creepy.
All right. Well,
fuck you. Oh, fuck you.
Well, yeah, you can say that in court, buddy, because you're gonna be paying for my seat.
Can you guys stop laughing? Like, well, this isn't funny.
It's that's kind of funny.
You guys are threatened, but to me, it's just like I've been dealing with harassment for 2 months. I'm over it, man. I just wanted to talk to this guy.
Do you prefer,
so he knows I know what he's up to?
Do you prefer Mr. McCray or Mr. Out of Here?
I'm going to show you what I'm up to, man. All right.
Hold on.
I laugh when I'm nervous. I can't help it.
Mr. Fuck Out of Here. I wanted to talk
y'all
about the art.
Y'all stole my album.
I released your album.
I appreciate that.
Mr. Fuck Out of Here. I just want to say I'm not with these guys. I had no clue. I thought this was legitimate.
Stop
this
being
is nothing.
So yellow. On, it was man. The same thing with Hum. Okay, just look, we can't be yellow, okay?
I just wanted to ask about the imagery of the album. The back of the cover, there's a goat on the mountain. Are you saying that you're the goat of rap? You're at the top of the mountain. Could you just talk about the imagery?
I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
The goat on the top of the... All right.
So, okay, Mr. Out of Here.
Next question.
Mr. Out of Here, why the mask? Okay.
Obviously, he doesn't.
Okay, Mr. He didn't like that one. I guess.
Yeah, like that question.
All right. Well, I tried.
All right.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Keezy. Like
I thought we would have.
We were going to have a legitimate album that we could put a spotlight on, that we could have a legitimate interview with a veteran rapper who's been in the business, and this is what we get. This is what you do to me.
Well,
I mean,
normally you are a little bit better. You when you bring guests on, you prepare them for the show. They know kind of how we roll. I do feel a little.
Now we're being fucking sued. Do you get that?
Well,
do you understand that?
I don't think he can actually sue us for this. I don't think so.
He said he's going to.
He produced this whole fucking album, and you told me that you gave me this list of producers that obviously have nothing to fucking do with
it. That's just what it said. That's what the CD said.
He knows where I fucking live.
I don't know, man.
I think he knows where I live. I can't be 100%.
Whoa.
Huh?
We can hear him again.
We can hear him again. Hello?
I don't want to be on the TV no more. Just ask me questions and let's get this over with.
Be on the TV. Right.
Is there a reason why you're in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come take a shit, dumbass.
Oh, okay. Right. Since we're talking about rap, who's your who would you say your favorite rapper is?
This dude, they call him Smoke Cheddar the Ass Getter. You heard of him?
Oh, let me Google him. I'll Google him.
All right. Yeah.
Smoke Cheddar the Ass Getter, huh?
That sounds promising.
It actually sounds pretty cool.
It sounds like some shit we listen to.
Smoke Cheddar. Okay. All right. All right. I see that he was on SNL. That's pretty dope. Oh, he must be big.
Oh, hold on. I've seen that.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, I know this dude.
Something, oh, wow.
Swim, swish, swish.
Neil deGrasse Tyson? Is he?
Hey.
Okay.
Bro, I thought that was Ouija Mac.
Splash water, drink, splash, splash.
Yo, I vibe with this. This shit is tight, honestly, though.
I mean, fire right there, son.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he does spit fire. I mean, that is, we can say this, that is hip hop fundamentals.
Jesus.
Now I'm assuming that's a lot of the base of what your album is. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm assuming that's kind of the sound we're expecting to hear and on the album.
You're so afraid. It's okay.
No, I'm not afraid.
It's okay, man.
It's all right, bud.
It's okay. He can't really say this. I understand.
Man, I ain't Willy Wonka, yo.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry. Look. All I'm saying, look, I know that you're threatening and I've gotten all of your messages or whoever you're sending. I'd assume that you're sending them only because I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll hear someone saying, fuck out of here. And then,
that shit ain't me.
Huh?
That shit ain't me.
Well, I don't know. Well, someone gave me the CD. That's all I'm saying, man. You can't be mad at us. You can't sue us. I'm not the one who got the CD in the first place. I just heard it. I never heard of it. Huh?
I'm not a lawyer.
What?
I got a lawyer.
Oh, a lawyer.
Well,
who's your lawyer?
She look good, yo.
It's a woman lawyer?
You got a hot lawyer? I want to pick.
I don't have a lawyer, and you still have nothing to stand on. I'm telling you, you're not going to win this case.
Hold on.
It's not going to happen.
Is there
Everyone's going to hear the album.
I just had my brain just worked for a minute. If you're going to sue us, we're going to need to know your real identity. Is there any way that we
you gave it to us? It's Anya Taylor.
My name is Malcolm McRae.
Malcolm McRae.
Anya no Taylor fucking Joy's husband. But there's no way.
You just didn't believe that.
You didn't believe it. No, it has to. I believe it only because why would you fucking say you're Malcolm McRae? Like, who wants to pretend to be Malcolm McRae?
All right. So we're being sued. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if you say you're Malcolm McRae,
so he has fucking money. So yeah, then he does have a leg to stand on. If you got money,
I got no money, man. My chick got money, yo. She a movie star.
That's
son.
True. Yeah, that is true. That is accurate.
And we're supposed to win against that in court.
Yeah.
I ain't got shit.
No.
So you stole my album. You stole my album, and I ain't got nothing. You stole my shit. You release it, and now I can't make no money, yo.
Well, don't you live? Don't you? Are you still sleeping on a bench in New York? Like the lyrics in your song.
I never even been in New York. I don't know what you're talking about, yo.
Well, in that case, where are you from?
Don't worry about that. I'm from everywhere, yo.
Oh, my Jesus. God, dude.
This guy just...
I'm not afraid anymore.
Where did you find...
Actually, you know what this makes me want to do, honestly?
Ohio, yo.
Where?
Ohio.
Ohio? That's where we're from.
That's where... Oh, shit. You're just playing games.
See, he's doxing us now.
He's like, doxing us.
Oh, my God.
So now he knows... It doesn't matter. I'm not afraid. All right. So anyway, you know what I do want to do?
What?
I want to play this album.
You do?
Yeah. I want to play it because I don't really give a shit about getting sued. And I say we play the fucking album.
I don't think we should.
Well, wait,
maybe we should get permission. Mister out of here. Let me say this. First of all, please and thank you. Sorry, please don't come for us. But I know that, you know, we did find this album. We've put a couple random songs out over the past couple months.
Yeah.
And you, I'm assuming that's how you found out about us. But are you going to be okay if we play your album today?
How about this? How long the album? How long is it?
I don't know, like an hour?
About an hour.
All right. Like I said, I live in Ohio. It's going to take me about an hour to get to where you at. So go ahead and play the album, motherfucker. I'll see you when I get there.
Ah, great.
Don't get here. Please don't come here, Mr. Out of Here.
Perfect. Great.
All right, look, let's start it now so it can be over and I'm going to leave.
Wait, well, how about we just hang out for a while? You know, just be cool.
No, just
I don't have a fucking car, bro.
I don't have a car.
It's
not good anyway. I hate this fucking album.
All right, Mr. Out of Here. That's a he's that's it.
Let's go.
Whatever, y'all. Fuck y'all, man.
Well, thanks for joining us, Mr. Out of Here.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Please don't.
We're going to play your album.
Thanks.
Yeah,
leave my car alone.
Fucking thief.
Feel free to leave us another album.
I ain't no thief. You're the.
It was Keezy.
He's like a gangster Santa Claus.
I didn't. I don't have a part of this.
Santa Claus. I don't have a fucking car, bro.
Fuck you, John Washington Carver, and Kinsey. I'm coming for your ass.
God damn it! Don't leave me alone.
All right, maybe he'll like us if we've got
two ops.
Maybe if we give praise.
Yo, fuck out of here, yo. All right. Yo, fuck out of here. I'm fucking out of here, yo. What motherfucker stole my shit? Yo, everybody, don't believe these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, well, trust me.
Well, thanks.
I don't care.
Thanks.
He's going to give us a bad name. And
thanks, anyways. Bye.
Get it for free. Get it on our website. You
can. Fuck out of here, everybody.
That was weird, man.
Well, I'm not threatened. I just want to, like I said, I got the album. We're going to make money off of it because I need to buy more of my shit. So.
What shit?
Literally parts for my car. Like, oh, I need wiring. I need a glove box. Yeah, and they took the glove box. When they took the shit out of the glove box, they took the whole glove box.
Well, whatever.
Are you going to be all right, Carve?
No, we're getting sued.
He thinks we're getting sued.
We're not really getting sued, Carve. Look, the guy is, look.
He's crazy,
me.
Dude.
He worries me. Don't
he's
be
nuts.
Wrong.
Was he a little out there, you think?
He's fucking nuts,
for sure,
dude.
For sure, bro.
He doesn't
for
even know where we live.
No, but we really do.
Well, he said Ohio.
Well,
how did he know where
to find our little triple bunk bed pod that we sleep in every
number
night.
Number fucking yeah. one. How did you find this guy?
He found us, actually.
Yeah. Really? He found you?
Well, I mean, he doesn't come to my house yet.
He comes to my house.
But
I think it's him.
Is he homeless? Am I assuming he's home? I mean, you said he's from Ohio?
He
might be. There's a lyric on the album where he says, oh, no, he doesn't. I don't know. Here, let's just play the album. Let's just get this look. We just need to pop it out. because I'm not going to lose all the time that we've spent on this. I know that he's saying he's going to sue us, but regardless, we're going to put it out. So let me state this.
Sure.
For legal reasons, we are not making any money off this album. Any and all money made off of this album will be donated to charity.
All right.
I'm not going to name what charity because then I'd feel bad about myself. So, but to charity.
Charity
is a stripper on High Street.
I was going to say, is that someone you know?
She's a stripper on High Street.
So no money is going to fuck out of here.
Wait, there is, first of all, he just to be clear, there is no money.
There's no money.
There is no money.
No money. Yeah, I was going to say, no money.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, okay. To be fair.
So as long as there's no money involved in this, and I think legally we should be okay.
Yeah.
Before we get to that one, let's do our shout outs too. We forgot our shout outs, and we got to give a shout out.
We were nervous.
I know, but still, we gotta help out our
all
shout.
All right, go ahead, bro.
All right, we got our homeboy Sharif in the motherfucking comments. We got Carlos Cardenas. You know what I'm saying? We got Scooter Man, Scotty Scooter. We got DJ Slug laying it down for real. We got our homeboy Vinny Mac. Gang Gang. Who else was up at the top? Was there anyone else? Am I forgetting anyone?
Nope.
All right. That's everybody. What's up, everybody?
Derek Bruno. Well, right, I hope y'all enjoyed meeting this fuck out of here. That was a weird interview.
It was. It was strange.
He's just so
his fault.
Well, you were so nervous.
For sure.
Dude, why were you so nervous?
Because I've gone this far without being sued. I don't plan on being sued ever.
I just wanted to talk to him to figure out what the fuck.
Yeah, man.
I was hoping we were having a spotlight, legitimate hip hop interview. It turned into whatever that was, and like I'm disappointed in you.
Me?
Yeah.
Specifically?
You could have, I mean, ultimately, you could have done a little more research on who we were talking
about. A little
bit,
yeah.
Dude, I fucking tried. Do you know what happens when you Google fuck out of here?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing happens.
Google tells you to fuck out of here.
Google's like, we don't cuss around here.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Google thinks you're mad at it when you try to Google this.
That is true, and we didn't really know until...
I get it. That was AI. You made like an AI video and this is a gag, right?
No, that dude is real.
That's a real dude?
All of the shit, I'm pretty sure all of the crazy shit that's been happening like around my crib and like in my neighborhood, like that, like how that lady said that somebody like busted in and took all of her furniture and then just put it in a pile in her yard, like stole her furniture, but then just put it in a file. They didn't even take it. I think that might have been him or someone connected with him. I can't say we're for sure if it's him.
Don't even know what you're going on about.
Obviously, we're dealing with someone that is not all there. You have been in contact with him. You've known that he's not all there. And you decided to go through with this interview and still work with the man.
Well, you know, look, when Chris handed me this CD, it was really, it was scratched all to shit.
It was.
I managed to make it play. When I played it, I'm not kidding you. Like, I shit my pants.
It might have been a homeless person that dropped it in my
car. Did you hear me?
You literally shit your pants?
This album made me shit my pants.
Like a shit. Like, not like shart, like a full shit.
Yeah. And no album has ever done that to me before.
This album, like, is legit, like, one of those albums that, like, when you listen to it, you want to hit someone.
Yeah. Yes. I mainly hit myself hard.
I wish I, like, when I listen to this album, I wish I had kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could just, like, give them a
sigh. So, you know, like, it really transforms you, man. So, you know, I heard this album, it was like magic. And that's what it compelled me to. It was like the ring. You know what I mean? The one ring. It's like, I had to, like, I had to consume it and make others consume it.
And you kind of want to go out and do, like, reckless shit too.
I'm hoping
I'm personally hoping this album brings up past traumatic experiences I'll relive.
It will. Like, I lost a lot of sleep.
You're in for a real fucking treat.
All right,
I've lost a lot of sleep listening to this album. I don't want to hype it up.
Whoops, sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to hype it up too much, but like, yeah, let's
leave your message for you have
27. Oh wow, so he really does know it.
He's calling his wife right at the beginning.
Okay.
Album,
yeah, that's definitely him.
So, whatever.
So this album does have a lot of random rap references.
It has a shit ton
throughout.
Of rap references.
This song is a reference to a Gangstar song, I guess.
Skit clip.
Well, hold on. He's talking to his wife. He's legitimately, like, they have a great relationship, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, when I listen to the album, it doesn't even sound like a relationship. It's almost like stalker.
It's one-sided. But you know, maybe she's private. She probably just doesn't want to have all her shit out there.
So you definitely blocked me on Instagram, so...
Like, if you get blocked on Instagram, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, that doesn't suck.
This is probably before they got married, I would imagine.
Oh, okay. So she finally came around.
I guess.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a call because it seems like you blocked me on Instagram or something. I don't know.
That's fair.
But, you know, give me a ring. Let me know what's up.
Hey, man, persistence wins the day. Consistency.
Hey, just sometimes you just got to call
people. Yeah.
Well, the sixth time, it gets a little obsessive.
Yeah.
I'm a little sad. I chill.
Message
marked for deletion. New message.
Yo, what's up?
I'm trying to find the references.
Trying to, you know what I'm saying, see what's up with you.
Yeah, I was hoping that we had all that information supplied.
I have it.
Yeah.
And deletion. New message.
Yo, what's up, man? I called, like, I don't know, 5 minutes ago, a while ago, so...
I should have went back and listened to the actual skit of this.
Right.
Message marked for deletion.
Here we go. Here's the nasty one.
Fuck out of here.
Hold on, where's the auto tune? Where's the
and ask for it first? I'll be like, cool, how much?
Show me the money.
Funny, ironically, I charge 500 more than that
for a verse.
No checks, please. I only accept cash. The rap game is just ass. I'm about to jet lag, nothing to do with a flight. I'm about to leave tired. You motherfucker,
like that yawn.
When I'm trying to
dubs are
screaming out the
great
window to the neighbors that if they don't turn down that fucking music, I might have to come down and smash the fucking Bluetooth with a pipe. Fuck out of here. It's not only my name, it's also probably the greatest fucking move in your life.
Yeah.
Look at the bright side of the moon despite. You get to see firsthand what I can do with this knife. Don't be afraid.
Nah, you good.
I won't stab.
Still looking for the references. Hold on. I had him on here.
The fuck up hand holding the blade. Don't think about my uncontrollable rage and how I need to change my fucking attitude, asshole. Because if anything of mine is set in stone, it's my ways. You're probably thinking, okay, where's the hook? How bizarre, but I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
I ain't been counting the bars. You ain't know some catchy shit to make it better. Try
this shit's so hypnotizing, isn't it?
You gotta get that hook.
Memorize it.
Here you go. Here's the hook.
It's Elromer.
Girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
It's girl, you know it's girl, you know.
Catchy, huh?
Put a little bit of auto tune on
coverage.
No, bring that. Go back to the.
That's what I've been hearing in my head.
on repeat for the past 20 years.
Damn.
Right.
It kind of reminds me of
the, I'm just going to wait until the hook comes. The clown
from it makes me think of a girl, you know it's true.
Yeah, that's what it is. He said it's the chorus. It's the chorus from Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, it starts to roll and then it gets stuck in your head.
That's when they got like, oh yeah,
I said bob that way so it would all fit.
I love that shit. That's one of my favorite bars on this whole album. Hold on, let me go back.
Let's go back. Clown from underground. This song. Watch, still not the one that you really want around. Saying off the wall shit just to make it awkward. I play the wall at the valet roll by the propane holding cage. Tripping on some
by the propane holding cage.
I said bob that way so it would all fit.
I love that. By the, at the Valero by the propane holding cage.
Have you ever heard a rapper talk about a propane holding case?
No.
No. I love that it's a Valero, too. You know? It's like random as fuck.
Got a lot of those in Ohio.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier. Like, girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl. The density of this album lyrically is nuts.
Yes.
Wait, I mean, I'm assuming it is because I haven't really listened to it yet.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. I listened to this. Like, I don't know. Like, after you listen to the album, it's like, I'm not so mad about the harassment.
Like I said,
I know when very shortly after I leave today, I'm going to get the shit beat out of me by him. But it makes it worth it, you know?
You know what, though? I will say that hook is promising. The hook on this song, it's promising that the rest of this album is going to be good.
No, for sure. I agree.
So hopefully we get a little bit more of that, like the catchy stuff. Well, maybe throw some auto-tune in there, and I think it'll be, you know, it'll sit well in current day hip-hop.
Yeah.
Well, if you liked that, you got another thing coming, because that's it. That's the only catchy shit on this whole album.
What?
Shit, I disagree. They travel around during
dusk and dawn. Okay. Well, I'll give it a chance. No, but tigers
have only 30 teeth. He actually said that on the show today.
That was a quote. On the show.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
He must like tigers.
Yeah, he must.
You know, I believe that the cover is a reference to the movie Split.
Yeah.
The tiger, right? Because of the
ending.
The ending.
The ending where she like leaves through the tiger cage.
Wait, didn't he say he was a zookeeper? Was he just describing the plot of Split?
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
So he wasn't even honest about his like job or like what he does.
That guy's
slick.
Everything that dude says is bullshit. I've come to realize.
Yeah.
So like nothing he says is like.
I don't know if we could trust any of that fucking interview that we just. If you want to call it an interview.
The song is called Split.
Yeah. Split.
This actually might be my favorite song on the album.
Really?
I love this fucking song.
Now, are we playing? Are we playing the Spotify version? Or are we gonna have the when we get down to fuck out of here?
We'll play the real song.
Okay. Cool. And you're done, then let me do my thing. I got a grandfather clock. I don't even gotta wind the shit. I just pay a fucking old man to stand in the corner and tell me what fucking time it is. And if he's wrong, knock the fucking daylight savings out of him.
Knock the daylight savings out of him. I'm
ready to die. I just like that shit. He's like, cry me river, I don't give up. Full bottle of shit. It's like getting my lean on. Just so much random little shit. Don't just some smooth. By me, I'm not Benny King. I don't make nice with
people because they got many things. If that's the case, then I make it. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, there are no filler lines, you know. Yeah. Like every line is a thought out joke or bar or quip or, you know.
Or it's leading to that.
Yeah. You do the same, but I'm in your face and you silent as a chaplain.
Bang, bang, watch bang. This time when I drop this time. This chorus goes so hard. Turn this shit up in the car, man. I've been banging this album for all fucking summer.
Now let's not, you know, let's pretend, you know, that interview didn't happen and who actually really did produce this.
Oh, yeah, that's a great track. Question. So according to my inside source, This track was Fafu.
Fafu of Bloods the Nation.
Yes.
This beat is fucking
not only of, he's also just a legendary fucking producer in New York.
And the last track was Tough Junkie.
Tough Junkie.
Yep.
Get it out, shit it out. I'm out of my mind, I'm really tortured. I'll
pat you down and you won't say jack. That's the wheel of fortune.
Corpses, you motherfuckers are so tight. The Fed is white, I'm concealing corpses. That's so tight. Fuck out and take
it back, lay it. All songs are not mixed, not mastered, and not necessarily authorized. This album is not recommended to play in the presence of small children.
Yeah.
Presented exclusively by Deck Wendell. And that's what I mean. We're being sued by.
I know, but we were very clear, though. All songs are not mixed, not mastered, and not necessarily authorized. I put that in, so I think legally we're covered. I'm pretty sure that's how the law works. If I say, if I wrote that on the CD, we're allowed to sell it and collect all the money from it. Isn't that how the law works?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, whatever. We're jugglers. I don't give a fuck. I make my own laws.
You heard it from a Juggalo podcast like on how the law works.
Yeah, you heard it from a Juggalo podcast. We're Juggalos. We make our own laws.
You can tell how fucking disgusting he is. It, like, makes me upset. I'm now nauseous and can't eat lunch.
Goodbye.
Who was?
That's like a copy of the Eminem skit, Bitch.
Ah, yes. And then that track was called Witch.
Witch. Who yeah, did that he, song was called Witch. And yeah, it's like a. And that, the voice, whoever she
yeah, who
had
that?
Do that,
I don't know.
It sounded just question. Like Anya Taylor-Joy.
I wish I knew.
Yeah, she whoever she, that is, she sounds
whoever,
just
whoever
like
it
Anya
is,
Taylor
it sounds Joy. Sincere, like they're actually mad.
TV dinner is a motherfucking problem. Well, on the other skit that he has, where they're reenacting the scene where she's like, I am. He's like, no. That's not how they do it in a movie. It sounds like the same woman in that song. So I'm guessing she was, the same person. But yeah, she did a really good job. She has kind of an Anya Taylor-Joy voice. It sounds, if it was AI, I wouldn't be surprised. But I think he had a, you know,
no, it
someone
sounds like a real
knows.
Girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, someone he actually knows. Yeah, she killed it, whoever
but
it was.
If we're to believe him, he did that. Like, he actually did the girl's voice and everything.
No.
We already know he's full of shit.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, this track, it was produced by Jay Brown.
I mean, he was literally in the bathroom while we did the interview. I mean, what? How much more closer to shit could you be, you know?
That's true. Oh, you wanna put me
on, huh? Do you think that was subliminal? Do you think that was like a subliminal thing where he was like trying to say like...
That's what he thought of us.
You guys are worth me taking a shit, like
pretty much.
What was even crazier to think about is he thought that was his disposition. So he's gonna show that in a courtroom, him taking a shit while he's on our interview.
What's even crazier?
At us?
What's even crazier is who takes their guns to the shitter?
That's wild. That's wild. That is true. You're wild as fuck if you take your guns.
I mean,
you can't even take a shit without being threatened by ops.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you, yeah.
Yeah, fucking funny.
That's my attitude. When I was a kid, we didn't make an Instagram.
I love this bar, too.
We had baseball bats at the playground. Beat a motherfucker down. Bring him to the sandbox. Try to suffocate him in the sand.
I like that little, like, net noise. That
some sort of activist having fits on your iPad. Cause a faggot don't know where the bathroom is.
Huh?
Man, the fuck off. Make believe you have a dick. Catch you walking out of where my daughter takes a piss. And you get served up on some automated shit.
I hate gay people. I just tell the truth. And if I did hate them, what the
fuck
you
gonna do?
My inside source says that was a girl named Gina from the Bronx.
Oh, Gina from the Bronx. Okay, cool.
Not
what?
Jenny from the block?
No, not Jenny from the block. Gina from the Bronx.
She killed it.
Yeah, she fucking killed it.
This song fucking rules too. Like the combo of this of Split.
Get the fuck
this. Man, I don't know. Every song is just like it just hits in a different way. Like
I think this album though does a good job of building. Like near once you like every song I think gets better and better until it kind of for me it like builds.
It gets like a little more of a serious tone kind of toward the end, but he gets all this like crazy wacky shit kind of out the way.
It's kind of like he runs up in a metaphorical sense. It's like he runs up, smacks you in the face, kicks you in the stomach, and then he sits you down in a chair and has a talk with you.
He puts his guns up for a minute,
Right, right. He puts his guns down for a minute. He's like, no, sit down. I'm a coach you on some shit.
He gets like banished from the village, uh-huh. right? So the guy like moves.
And this sounds like he's explaining like a plot from Witch. The Witch, yeah, I believe.
They got a little baby. You know what I'm
so this, I mean, this oh, album has so many references to, baby. I mean, Anya Taylor-Joy was in Split.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's in like, The Witch. Right. There's the track what called The Witch. There's him talking to her there. It's riddled,
yeah,
you know, with reference.
Yeah, Gina from The Bronx doing this voice that which I really do think sounds just like her. And I don't know if that was intentional, but when I heard it at first, I really did think to myself, like, did he get Anya? Is this Anya Taylor-Joy?
I mean, at the time, she wasn't that famous. She probably would have.
Yeah. I don't know. So
keep weaving. I mean, because this album does sound this album does seem like it's a couple years old.
Was The Witch her breakout movie?
I mean, that was probably her. I didn't know about her until she did that chess show on Netflix.
Come on,
like that, whatever it's called.
She was definitely out for that. She was like a young.
All I remember her from Witch. That was the first movie I saw her in.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was in Split. I forgot. I mean, it's been a long time.
Was she like the girl next door, like cute girl in Split?
I believe so. But like I said, it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, like when she does different looks, like she looks kind of different.
Yes.
I don't remember her from that movie either, but I'm placing faces and I'm like, yeah, that probably was.
This song, it's tight. Well, first of all, the beat on this is nasty. Who supposedly did the beat on this? Tough Junkie?
Yeah,
same that guy who did Girl, You Know It.
As fuck,
but yeah, this song's all about like talking to people and then they don't listen.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I love the hook.
This is what it's like when you're talking to walls.
Yeah,
talking to walls. Brain is going
like cards. This is how it always feels when I'm talking to you.
Tornado of sharks. Pissed off at the world because I make decent shit, but I seem to remain poor, making no marks.
This is what it's like when you're talking to walls.
Talking to walls. Talking to walls.
This is what it's like when you're talking to walls, which is how it all feels when I'm talking to y'all.
See, I'm just anticipating these lines. I've never heard it, but I mean, it's just like, you know,
this is how it's like when you're talking to walls.
This album just seeps into your soul.
It's a type of energy in hip hop that I miss personally. I miss the aggressive shit talking hip hop, you know, lyricists that don't give a fuck. They're out there just spitting what they want. Fuck you. Fuck everyone around. You know, I miss that. You know what I mean? Just almost the bully rappers, right? That like didn't give a fuck. They were competitive. They were out to fucking eat you. That was their only purpose.
Yeah. I'm a rap villain.
Yeah, I miss that. There's not a lot of ballsy MCs like that nowadays that I hear.
Wow. I feel it.
They're either crying about their life or talking about girls or their money.
Latecomers in the chat. Yeah, the real Yonko, Solid Psycho, our homie, and TZ. What's up?
My shit, man. Come on, man. Go ahead with that shit. I'll buy you four more.
This is a reference to another album. Sorry, I thought I brought it up. I was in the process of bringing it up. I got sidetracked of it. I said soundtrack.
I love this fucking beat. This is a Harry Fraud.
I put my cell phone.
Yeah.
It's like play on words. Cell phone. Yep. Put myself on.
Yep.
So the Morgan DVD was from Wu-Tang. Killa Tapes.
Yeah, yeah. That was from, yeah. That was from Wu-Tang.
I'm not familiar with that.
Fantastic, my kind of wanna menage a trois that's lit as false. Bring lanes and the cash get spent when I'm in the club. I don't give a damn, no. I'ma slam coke on the dance floor, then I boogie out in the Lambo.
My cell phone. I'm gonna.
This song's just like so.
Cell phone.
The whole time he's just rapping, like he's tired.
Then I went and took a shit.
Yeah, it sounds like he's like literally in the shitter door.
Yeah. Like that's the second verse is funny. Like it's like
is a bit too excited.
I wish Fuck Out of Here would be more forthcoming. I would like to ask him more about like his writing process.
I'm a do bitch. Got a
bad. I would imagine he held somebody at gunpoint and had them write it for him.
Probably.
Cool kids. Give me like, a wallet and 16 bars.
I like that dub he just did. He was just like. Like, dude, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, I mean, he did mention that he's involved with Anya Taylor-Joy. I'm assuming, right? Because of the wife.
He claimed to be the husband of Anya Taylor-Joy.
I mean, and I feel bad that, you know, she's having, you know, relations with the entire football team. I hope that doesn't hurt him.
Or hurt her insides.
That too.
I mean, her doing that is going to hurt our entire country. Now, let me tell you guys about Taylor.
He was talking about Taylor Swift. He was talking about Taylor Swift.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Taylor Swift is bad for our country.
Yeah. Well,
did you know that?
Do you think so?
She's getting all these youngsters to go vote for Joe Biden.
Oh, God. Here you go.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, good for her. You know what? Because one guy I would... I can't do it. I think Joe Biden's a fucking dumb fuck. But so is Trump.
A lot of...
So are all of them.
I mean, Taylor Swift's been pretty quiet since that last Joe Biden interview dropped.
That's true.
Yeah.
She probably... I mean, she has the same puppeteer.
Yeah. The Illuminati, who go under the name Freemasons.
Yeah.
Heard it here, folks. And aliens are real.
I'm not a fan of Declan Dell.
We know.
I was trying to look for something to go with the Illuminati, but
closest we could get.
I like that bar he has back here. Hold on, where he's like. In the living room, in the corner, I don't really give a shit about material. I took a pill or two the other day, and the bathroom's far, so I sat and took a shit there. I just like how he's like, how he says, I took a pill the other day, and then the bathroom's far, so I went and took a shit there. He's like,
yeah.
That was a dub.
He's like, look over. Look, I've never been that fucked up on pills where you look over at the bathroom, you're like, nah.
It depends.
It's too far.
Oh, I get that one.
Oh, that's so funny. I could diaper.
Sorry.
Cue the duck.
Oh, damn it.
Clean it up.
Dog ain't working.
Threw that fucking thing up.
Killer.
So this is the song we were talking about. We released a song called Total Awareness from Fuck Outta Here over the summer.
And people weren't like a lot of, it was a controversial song. We had about half people who really got it and were like, yo, this is nasty. He's fucking killing us. And other ones were like, I don't get it.
Well, we released that because that was the one that was on the CD you got. But later you got broken into again. After we put that song out, they Fuck Outta Here or whoever must have heard that people didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, y'all didn't like that shit. This is how I'm pretending. He must have said. He's like, fine. And he broke into your car again.
Yeah.
And left a remix of this song.
I have now over 30 CDs.
So why did the remix make this? Was it really for that reason, you think?
I think probably. I would assume so.
Record, this
why else would he have remixed it?
Hit record that this don't get. No.
Shall we even ask questions about this guy? I mean, Fuck Outta Here seems to be an enigma of a person.
It's a lot catchy.
Very, I mean, I guess you could say schizo. Like, he legit has some schizophrenia.
Most of these songs actually had different versions. And, like, he just kept throwing different ones through windows and shit.
Yeah.
And we just picked the best ones. Exactly. And that's what we put out.
Yeah. It's been a long process. I know you haven't really been involved in it, but we didn't want to bother you because, like, you just got a lot of shit going on.
We saw how freaked out you were just talking to the
guy. Yeah, just talking to him just now and, like, about the lot. And, like, this has been a pretty intense thing. This guy is serious. Like,
The fear hit me. The heart rate started going. Hearing suing. The words. I mean, I just.
I know, man. It's I don't not really. Even, you're not someone who scares easy, so I know this has meant a lot to you. And I think it's just. You're not someone who gets scared by, like, physical type shit, but lawsuits is like your Achilles heel.
Yeah, man. I've never been sued. I want to die not ever, you know, getting sued. Like, my grandma's name is Sue, and I don't even talk to her because of that.
Right. I know. I knew that about you.
It's one of my fears.
Hi, Sue.
You know that song, A Boy Named Sue?
Never.
He's never heard it because it says Sue, and he was like, nope, and turned it off.
Yep. And, I mean, come on, a boy named Sue? Come on.
You can't trust a boy named Sue.
I mean, yeah.
He actually, is it true that you actually were going to school, you were going to culinary school to be a chef, and then you found out there were chefs in there called sous chefs, and you were like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, when I did, I threw my knives at that point. Like, I had a bunch of knives in my hand. I just threw them and walked out.
I love how, like, when we were in high school, you used to be, like, very adamant about Native American rights, but then you found out there was a tribe called the Sioux, and you were like, nope.
Yep.
Stopped caring.
Dude, I remember.
I heard if he goes to the fucking fair, you know, like, at the fair, they have, like, hog calling contests and shit?
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes they'll be like, Sioux! Like, then, dude, like, that sets him off.
Oh, yeah. I remember even, like, one time I invited him to my wedding when I got married. And I was like, hey, man, you got to.
I was going for that one.
No. Well, I'll let you do it.
No, I wasn't going to do the wedding. I was just going to be like, yeah, that's why I don't wear suits.
How close we are as friends that you were immediately were like, ah, shit. I knew where you were going.
I was waiting. I was like, somebody's going to do suits. Watch.
Yeah. You knew it was going to happen sooner or later.
Dude, this guy goes to Olive Garden, dude. And they're like, dude, do you want the unlimited soup or salad?
And he's like, I'm fucking out of here.
Just the fucking salad for the 20th time.
When I walk in the goddamn door, you need to know I don't want anything but the fucking salad.
Wow.
He said, I won't even say the other one. Unlimited salad only.
Yep. No, you guys are right. I remember every single one of those.
No.
I seriously do. And
does
yeah,
it
so.
In the movie.
I don't even say words that rhyme with that anymore.
I love that.
Like, no more words that rhyme with that. I'm not even.
Fuck out.
This is one of my favorite.
Is your favorite? Who's your favorite? Who's your least favorite superhero? Oh,
well, villain. I'll say villains, so I don't have to say.
There's Batman. You know, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'm not
Superman.
No.
You ain't into Superman?
I don't. I'll say Power Man. Like, I'll call him Power Man. We'll just. That's what I'll call him. I'm not going to say the word. By the way, this joke has gone on too far. We're talking over the album. Let's get back to that, please. God, please.
Crime before. No, I'm fine. Leave it. Come on. I love how he. Why you trying to untie me? Like, changes the way he pronounces the words so it all fits in.
Yeah. Give me the
view when you're. Hell yeah. And then how he'll kind of leave the rhyme structure for a minute and then come back to it. You know what I mean?
Like right here. So when I pedal.
Around, you sit on top of the handlebars. Yeah, and that's back to the the bars he was doing earlier.
Nah, this song
rules. It's talent.
I love this fucking song.
Man, and one hip-hop running through his blood. As much as I'm mad about my broken car windows, I fucking love this album, and it's like original shit.
I wonder if this song is too Anya Taylor-Joy.
Is it true that, like, he breaks windows, he breaks into things? Is it true that he's the one that broke the fort?
To be clear, shameless plug. Broken Fort, what is that? Let me search on Spotify. We stop, we
fuck. And then we have a conversation about
I can't be certain that he's the one breaking the car. I do want to be very clear on that. I don't want to say that fuck out of here is the one doing it. It might just be another homeless person or something that's like, well, he said he wasn't homeless. He called him homeless. I don't want to get beat up.
But like, he has a bathroom at least. We know that.
We don't know that's his bathroom, though. Yeah. He just broke into someone's house.
True.
That might be pooping in their bathroom.
It's probably Anya's bathroom.
That kind of look like my bathroom. To be honest, I'm a little nervous. We'll see when I get home.
You aren't home right
now. Yeah, that is true. Like, when I get home, we'll see. But that did look a lot like my bathroom. So I was a little concerned. And it's also weird that every time that his camera cut out, I got a Ring notification on my phone.
Oh, man.
So it said that there was movement located in the house. So, like, yeah.
Well, if you need somewhere to stay tonight, because I don't know, maybe he rubbed shit all over your house.
Hold on a minute. I also live an hour away from here.
And he did say it would take an hour to get here. So he's on his way here, actually. We forgot about that.
Wait a minute.
He's going to be here soon.
No.
Good. Circle back around.
We're coming back.
Why can't we have a bit of patience with this?
I assume that's okay.
I'm not some player trying to take. Either way, though.
We're going to trigger Carp. Sorry.
Yeah. Just let's drop it, okay?
Yeah. Guys.
I did have a question, though.
Why can't we
Keezy?
Yeah, sure.
Did you design all this, all the imagery for this album?
Well, when it was left in Chris's car, it was just a blank CD.
It was literally just a blank CD, and the second one said "fuck you," and then the third ones have had just a variety of messages. I don't even want to get into them. Some of them,
but yes, to answer your question, yes, I did design it because that's all we had.
Except for the cover.
Well, the cover was a complete. That came completely to me.
Yeah.
Like the blank white background.
Yeah.
With the text the way it is.
Yep.
And the way it is at the bottom. That was completely in my mind. I never saw that before.
No. So you haven't seen that layout?
No.
Any other album or anything?
And then
anything?
I was going to put a baby in the middle, but I was like, what about a baby tiger? That's cool.
Yeah.
Huh. You really don't think that looks similar to any other famous rap album?
No.
Why don't we just put on some Netflix?
Okay. When I listen to this album,
I don't want to spoil anything.
I did see your original. You did put a black child on the cover.
Vinnie Mac.
I did have a black child on there. Yeah.
Why did you change that?
He's a rapper, so I'm ashamed to say this, and I've learned. Yeah. I just thought rappers were black.
Man, come on, dude. Get with the times.
Get with the times, dude.
What is wrong?
I know now. They can be white or whatever FOH is.
They can't be good.
So I made I made this little website for Fuck Out Here because I thought it was cool.
Shit. That's slick, bro. I want to be
inside of you. Oh, damn. That's slick as fuck, bro.
So where can people go to see that?
DeckWandelt.com/FOH.
Okay. DeckWandelt.com/FOH.
Yep. You can buy. We put the album out on streaming. But, you know, if people want to own a copy too, I figure I can make a buck. We can make a buck.
Right. Yeah, and you can pay whatever you want. Pay a buck.
And you could pay a buck. And it'll eventually pay off your windows and shit.
Yes. Now,
but I actually do like the cover you went with because I saw the second one you did. You scratched the first idea and you said, I'm going to put a white baby on there. And then you were like, nah, fuck that. I mean, let's get rid of that. Then you had the tiger eating the white baby.
Right.
Can I ask you a question? Do you listen to any Biggie?
Who?
Like Notorious B.I.G.? No,
oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Okay. You've never listened to any of his albums or anything like that?
Like, he has a big, big, biggie. Yeah. Can't you? That song's cool.
Yeah, ever own CDs or anything? Okay. All right. Anyway, moving on. This is good.
But yeah, this completely out of your mind. I mean, I would say you're a genius.
Wow, really?
Because this, I mean, that imagery right there is going to be, it's going to go down in history.
It's iconic.
I fucking this song is the shit. Hold on. Now, on Spotify.
That last joint was dope, y'all. Go ahead.
If you're listening to this song on Spotify, this song is cut out because the sample was not cleared. But today, we're actually going to play the real song for you.
So you, right here, he's talking about how to find a secret song. Let's hear. What you gonna do is you gonna go to
whatever. Yeah.
Abbreviated as www.deckwandelt.com/.
I'm not a fan of Deck One Delt.
When I put the album out, the song didn't clear. We couldn't put it out. So
sample didn't clear.
So he must have found out about that.
Yeah.
And then he threw a rock through your window again with another CD.
Yeah.
With this
it
track
was number 39.
Yes.
I'm keeping track of them.
The Rock 39 had this song on it.
Yeah.
Only. And it was just like, he was explaining how, it's kind of like giving me instructions how to put the song out.
Now, actually, he did
I don't know about you. He's throwing rocks through your window, but he was actually able to throw a CD through my window, and it just left like a little slit. Like he didn't.
Oh,
even,
so like he threw it like super.
Yeah, he didn't even need a rock. He was able to get the CD like to go through my window.
Damn.
Yeah. Killer arm. Impressive.
Right next to my window.
This shit is so dope. I love this fucking song, by the way.
This song is so sweet.
This one we. I feel like we should. Well, oh, it'll be on YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, it's on. It's already on YouTube, so it won't. Yeah. I mean, it won't. It'll. We'll get copyrighted on this, but that it is. It'll only make it so it's not monetized.
Right.
None of our shit's monetized. Doesn't matter.
Well, can we make it monetized?
We gotta get 1,000 subscribers. So if you're listening or seeing this, tell your friends.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, I'm just trying to get him some money. That way, he doesn't sue us.
Oh, you're still worried about that.
He's still gonna sue us.
Yeah. We're getting sued. We're getting S-worded regardless, dude.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
That's what. By the way, that is what I call the S-word now.
Yeah.
Sue.
They say I'm insane.
Nope. Sorry.
So, what was this sample? Enlighten me.
Listen to me.
This is a sample from the song "Gasoline" by Halsey.
Halsey. Yeah.
Okay.
It's called a fucking beat down and getting kicked in your teeth. I look at people like a piece of fish or chicken or beef.
I like how hard he hits like all of his lines on the song.
My chick is crazy too. She did the same shit with champagne. The bottle course.
So you can go to deckmondell.com/FOH to hear this song exclusively.
Yeah, this song is it's on something else, man. It's got that sound to it. It's got them bars. It's got that personality, that fucking energy. Yeah, it's all there. Just leave me
alone. This liquid costs
several dollars, but I will steal you in the motherfucking head with a bottle. Like me, been in pain like me, bought $100 bottle of champagne like me.
The overlay.
Now, was this who produced this beat originally? Was this a Fafu?
You mean the not gasoline. You're talking about the actual Fafu
beat. Yeah. This is a Fafu beat.
Let me see. Jay Brown.
You have no fucking idea what I've been told. You think you know me by now? You met me before.
Yeah, this is impressive, Jay.
And I Jay Brown, impressive beat right on here. A tour. A week prior, I was sleeping on a bench in New York.
So he was in New York.
He said he was at one point. That's what I'm saying, in the bars. That's why he didn't understand. But then again, that's why I'm guessing he probably just goes state to state or whatever.
Interesting, huh? Interesting.
I wonder if he's kind of like maybe he has like a booth that he flies around in that's like in the form of a bathroom.
I love this. Hit the like button, bitch. Like you feeling my pain. Fuck out of here. I love that line. Sorry to
interrupt. Yeah, no. The line's better. Yeah. My joke.
No, that line was fucking great, man.
Yeah.
Hit the like button, bitch. Like you feeling my pain. Because that is kind of how people respond now with that like button,
Yeah, basically just saying
or
like
thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, like you don't fucking know. Just hit the like button and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, which is thoughts and prayers is just saying, don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's literally all that is. Like, oh, I know you're going through shit, but don't forget about me.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers. Fucking slop sick in the projects. Like just think and pray. You don't have to let them know. Thoughts and prayers.
Was crazy about it. I ain't never fucking dollars on my name in the process. 3 kids, 2 baby mamas.
Great little melody though for a sample, man.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's my father. It's just this is such a chill song. Smoke weed, fucking kick it, whatever. Like, it's some he's getting real on this song.
Why aren't there anybody going? Okay,
grew up in nice.
Yeah, hold up.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hold up.
It's a great question.
Hold up.
Having nothing to eat. Fuck out of here.
Oh, I forgot. It's actual real lyricism. Yeah. Keep forgetting that's what. Yeah, okay. We're actually listening to a real lyricist right now. I keep forgetting that.
It's fine.
They say I'm insane.
It's rare.
and in pain like me. Bought $100 bottle of champagne like me. Just to pour that motherfucker down the drain like me.
But, you know, Halsey, your managers are fucking selfish fucks. Okay, let it pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
You dumb bitch.
Halsey.
No, I'm just playing. I don't blame Halsey's probably cool.
Dude, I love Halsey.
Yeah, I guess she's cool.
I love Halsey. I got a huge boner for Halsey.
Yeah. That's good. She has, I know, she's made quite a few, you know, nice songs. You know, pretty good. Dope little hit.
Her last album was produced by Trent Reznor, I think. It was pretty sweet.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've heard songs here and there. I've just never, like, given her a full chance or nothing. Too mainstream.
Fucking sweet sour sauce out of them. Shut the fuck up and I'll show you how it's done. His name is fuck. He's like, I disemboweled them and made a sweet and sour sauce out of them. Like that, like,
I mean, honestly, you know, this album can pretty much sum up, I think, the kind of attitude Deck Mandel has towards, like, you know, everything.
Fuck out of here?
Yeah, just, you know,
pretty much.
Fuck out of here. Fuck y'all.
That's, you know, that's why, maybe that's why this album, like, felt so right with us. That's why it, like, feels like it's our shit.
You know, but there ain't nobody saying shit like this lately.
Yeah, you're right. I am even more. You know? People don't make rap where they, like, actually, well, some people do, but very few people make rap where they just actually tell their real feelings regardless of what the fuck anyone cares.
Yeah.
Or what anyone's gonna say. Everybody's worried about what everybody's gonna think. You know?
It's got Nick Dre on it.
Yeah, shout out to Nick Dre.
Yeah, it was a dope little hook, man. Fuck out of here with your lame impressions.
No apologies, sometimes I come off strong. I don't take shit. I think Nick Dre had another song with Fuck Out of Here. Oh yeah, look, he has another song featuring Fuck Out of Here. Look,
our drugs. In the piffin, crushing up pills,
mixing my Suboxone with Oxycontin. He kind of, like, he sounded a little scared in that. Was Fuck Out of Here, like, did he have him, you know?
Could you imagine, like, being in the studio with Fuck Out of Here?
No. Yeah, I would be worried. I mean, how would you fit? I mean, the bath, because it's a pretty small bathroom. It looked, you know, I don't know if you could get two people in there at a time.
I do think that he did say that's where he records.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I assume he's renting a bathroom. Like, when he says he's renting a room,
yeah,
I think that's what he means.
I'm envisioning, like, a Doctor Who situation where he flies around in, like, a porta potty.
Maybe.
You know, it's kind of his thing.
I'm just thinking, because, like, I found a microphone in my bathroom, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, I found a microphone in my bathroom a couple weeks ago.
Ouch.
Decapitated head like I'm an
ISIS. I'd be looking for a camera if I were you.
Shit, who's the nicest? I like the line where he's like, I sniff the same shit the zombies or the Haitians feed the zombies, the serpent in the rainbow. Yeah. Like, that's such, like, a weird random reference. Like, it's right. That kind of shit.
Now I'm wondering, does he live in Florida right now?
I mean, supposedly that's where
he lives. All over the place.
That's where he is now.
Does he live in California?
He might have at one point.
Like, he did say
why my LA check out.
So okay, so we got New York, we got Cali, we got Florida, we got Ohio. Yeah, this motherfucker's everywhere.
Yeah. We got Minnesota. He's never said that, but I'd assume he's been in Minnesota.
Like, he has many sodas, or yeah, does he, like, live in Minnesota?
Like, I just assume he's probably been to Minnesota.
That was a stretch, man.
I tried to do the Minnesota dad joke, and then you have to take it back to that.
Minnesota. All right. It was entertaining to me. That's all that matters. I like that too. Like,
there's Anya Taylor-Joy talking at the end of that track, yeah, and then it gets, like, backwards and weird.
Yeah,
it's weird. All right, so this song's called, I think it's called Fun, because there's no you. It could be Fan or Finn or Fun or Fawn.
Fun.
I think it's
Fun.
Probably Finn.
This song is dope as shit, though. One of my faves on the album. Who produces this?
Fafu.
Yeah, I'm liking all, man, I'm mainly liking most of the Fafu beats, but
the last one was fat food too. The fuck out of here.
One of the reasons why is because I did, like, allegedly, I don't know, there's maybe some connection to Bless the Nation. I don't know. That's just what I heard. But I know about Fat Foo. He produced this group called Bless the Nation. And that's one reason why I connected to that production so much.
Yeah, just like, it's like it's filling like a nostalgia. It's like it feels like home.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, Fat Foo is definitely one of the producers I admired growing up, honestly.
I'm shocked that this dude was able to nail down Fat Foo.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand Bless the Nation. They were actually credible MCs in the industry, but like this guy, I mean,
maybe this guy is like Fat Foo's like God, you know. Like Fat Foo's God.
Oh, maybe. You mean like
his, no, like, no, like,
you mean like
his guy. No.
Come here, Fat Foo.
You mean like his hitman.
That's what you mean, right?
Like his made man.
No, like you mean like he's your guy. Like, come on, Fat Foo.
Kind, no. Hey.
Oh, he might watch this. Sorry, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Thanks for ruining most of the song for me.
Now you're dead.
There you, right. Now you can't go back and watch this one. Too much gayness. or faggotry.
I would play my jingle, but I don't want to fuck this song up even more.
I mean, hey man, this album just makes me feel like I can say whatever I want.
He knew that the album was playing and you couldn't play the jingle, and that's why he took his opportunity.
Yeah.
He never gives
us
the freedom.
Dude, fuck out of here feels like gives me the freedom to say what the fuck I want.
Well, good. You know? Good. Freeing up my time. I have hemorrhoids, right?
That's something.
No, I don't have hemorrhoids.
Oh,
I have a bidet. You don't get hemorrhoids when you have bidets. It's only
me. You get you get opposite of hemorrhoids with the bidet.
Well, you get herroids.
If you turn if you turn up the pressure a little over the limit, yeah, it goes in your butthole.
You didn't like you feel it. You didn't like my herroids joke.
Your herroids,
that was good. I liked it. I caught it.
Oh, like six out of solid six.
Come on,
out of 100.
As a dad, let me just.
I wouldn't say that's a closer joke. That wouldn't be. That's a mid.
Yeah.
Maybe an opener, like when people are still coming in.
Yeah.
I can't hit them with that joke.
Oh, I hit my kids with a really stupid one the other day. Hold on. What was it?
That's good.
I can't remember.
I just can't. I can't see them coming down my eyes.
That's the next track. Sorry.
I know that would have been weird in context.
But. Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, that last track was fucking fire.
That song ruled.
Yeah, it is. That beat was fire, the flow, everything. This song is fucking great.
Dude, on
I just want to stand out.
My favorite song on this album depends on which song I'm listening to. Yeah. This song is, every time I listen to it, it's my favorite song.
To me, like I said, I just want to get this out.
Got the Jay-Z reference.
Yeah, this has the soul of New York and like just literally the soul of hip hop as a whole in this song. You couldn't make it without it. With everything from the flow to the production, it's got that feel. It's got what I truly love in hip hop. My favorite aspects of hip hop are all encapsulated in this song.
So, like that's, yeah, dude. Like all of that shit. That's what you're talking about.
From the soul sample to the fucking boom bap to the flow to everything. This is hip hop.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
It's a good closer track.
Oh yeah. This song fucking rules. He still managed to be the meanest dude in the building.
Yeah.
So dope. And as a dad, he like drops so much like shit. Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
I'm like, I feel that.
Right. Speaking about fatherhood, speaking about real shit.
Yeah.
Like grown man shit, you know?
Yeah.
Not just like teenager on the street, on the block, like crying about shit. Like he's speaking grown man shit here.
Yeah.
Yes. Preach. So this is like you said, this is a Jay-Z reference.
Yeah. The song, yeah. Making the song cry, yeah. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I was aware at a young age that life's just hard. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I just gotta let this song here gently weep like the guitar. Nothing
Beatles reference, right?
By myself
switching gears like a fucking bicycle bar. Your people drop like flies and hit you right in the heart. But I just gotta keep shooting. showing up.
Switch gears like back to the wind.
And if you have any kids, you probably know what's up.
The important yeah, just a fucking dope.
Is lucid,
yeah.
And so I'm constantly ready to murder anything move. I'm watching over my
baby. Rappers, listen. Listen closely.
Do whatever I got.
Aspiring rappers out there, listen to this.
Anything where I can end up in prison for the rest of my fucking life. And I'll accept the decision and consequences of my actions.
I plead guilty. That's what is
wrong. I plead guilty.
I'm wrong. I'm on some ready to attack.
You even look at my daughter wrong. I'm also ready to attack.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have kids, but
you know, I feel that way about my dog.
I'm not one of those. But no, it's something that I do know for a fact only parents can really have that feeling. You know?
Hey man, but he's speaking to a lot. He's speaking to a lot of like cat ladies right there too.
I feel like that with my nieces, but I know not even that is anywhere close to how a parent.
It's the same feeling, dude.
But you can feel that. But you can feel that ready to die. You can anybody can feel the feeling of ready to die for somebody you love.
That's what he's saying. I'll literally reach into my chest to tear it out.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. You know, that's what he's talking. You can have that feeling for. Like, I had that feeling for you guys. You know what I mean? Like, you got that feeling for anybody. You know, anybody you love.
I mean, just the content of the song, man. Like, I haven't heard a rap, hip-hop, any song like this in a long time. Like, with this kind of content and meaning, you know?
He's talking about his father. He said, I'd probably be a better father sitting at the bar every night, you know?
Dude, honestly, this gives me Slug feels about how deep Slug went, like, back in the day with his shit. Like he's hitting some like shit that I truly love about
real
lyricism.
Shit. Real raw feelings, you know?
Yeah. Go back and listen to Slug in the early 2000s, man, and like, yeah, you'll get similar vibes.
I can't see it coming down my eyes. Just can't.
I mean, he's you know, just some... I like how he's putting the laugh track in there.
Yeah, in the intro, it's real good. Cause he's like, all right, man, this is some heartfelt, real shit. And they're like,
he's like, it's sad, yo.
It's sad shit.
He ties it in. I mean,
it's a sad clown.
But that's a good thing, too. Like, a good movie will set something up, like a little thread in the beginning of the movie, and they'll tie it up at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good direction, you know?
Church.
It reminds me of like Bo Burnham Inside a little bit, like how like at the end of that special, it's like kind of sad and weird and dark, but like it's like kind of there's like laughter and shit.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, no,
it gives me the same kind of like dreary kind of feeling.
That's always a classic combination, and that will live forever.
Yeah,
you know, like you said, the sad clown. You know?
So this is a hidden track at the end. It's called Hold It.
Step back and wait a minute.
Hold it.
This is my brush and I'm painting with it.
Hold it.
Like new models getting paid to sit in.
Hold it.
This ain't our school, but I'm a major in it. While y'all plagiaristic, I keep it a crisp on it.
Hold it.
Show you right, bitch. I'm about to get a grip of it.
Hold it.
I'm still here like you trying to take a flick or something.
Hold it.
You fucked the little white kid that lived with Philip Drummond. I've been jealous of him. I got a van, ain't gonna
hold.
You got a fucking better chance of ordering.
And that's a nasty ass flow, too, man.
Hot as a Miami summer. Hot as Anya Taylor Joy. I'm on an Instagram annoying the fuck out of her. What up? I'm trying to get a number.
Hold it.
Let me stop. Here's my beard. Don't let me drop.
Hold it.
Like a moment in time. Slow.
It's like he mentions
last.
Anya and then he gets like
I'm
distracted.
But I already got it. Yo, on the rail though. That was just a front for what this really though. The feeling's deep and I have to say it. Ever since I seen the witch, I've been infatuated. Your look is timeless and your acting skills are captivating. You were the baddest chick on the planet in the classic way. I am a fan of your work cause I'm a movie lover. But I just wish you was from my hood and we knew each other. But you're not. So I'm taking it to the streets and it's ironic with a fool believes. Like the Doobie Brothers. I use music to
just keep
my feelings elegant.
He does it like five times. This is funny.
We can compensate. Go tit for tat about this and that. Get a bottle of wine and split a glass. This alas is just a figment of imagination. It's just a funny rhyme. So I sit back and wait and watch Morgan another 20 times. It's a fascination.
Morgan's
and
another movie with her in it.
Samples you that I'm taking. Get it? Get a bottle of wine and split a glass.
Oh, dope.
A little
references. So,
so like, I mean, he ends the album with the love letter to Anya,
yeah,
which is so dope. Like, the whole album's called Anya Taylor-Joy. You just hear her, like, little sprinkled references all over it. And he ends it with this weird-ass, like, bonus track that where he's rapping about something completely different, then it cuts into another track where he's like, all right, fuck that. It's all about you, Anya. It's just so fucking out there and weird and bipolar. I love it.
Yeah, that's what's great is it's a thematic album without, you know, being entrenched in that theme. You know
yeah.
I mean? It's just sprinkled, but it's sprinkled in. It always comes back around to Anya.
It's a great introduction to the man, the character, fuck out of here, the creep, the weirdo.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a very similar style to another rapper I listen to. So it's great just hearing this album because, you know, you get to hear more of that sound. You know what I mean? It's kind of that New York, just vicious barologist sound. At least the other artist that I'm referring to, not this one.
Yeah, I got you.
Also say this, you know, we are a Juggalo podcast and like I do feel like his character kind of fits in that world. You know what I mean? And I believe the Juggalo world needs a rapper like that in the world. We can have, obviously, ICP. We can have people like Ouija. We can have other types of rappers, but we need something like him in that world as well.
Like real hip hoppers.
Yeah, like a hip, you know what I mean? He's got to get, he's, you know, the gimmick, whatever. It's real, whatever. Next, yeah. The gimmick, whatever. It fits, though. It you know, it's that villain. It's that, it's just that hard shit, say whatever we're going to say. It has the energy. It has the spirit of what ICP were doing in their younger days, you know?
Let's get a track with, like, Fuck Outta Here and Lex. That'd be dope. Something like that. Or him and G-Mo even.
Yeah.
He's
even
got the same kind of like filth, you know?
Yeah.
Nasty, yeah.
He's got that nasty filth shit. So yeah, man, I think it would fit.
I think so too.
What Fuck Outta Here at the Gathering. What do you think?
I would love it.
Can you make it happen?
Me? Yeah. I mean,
you're trying to manage him. I consider you his manager.
If you want to call him threatening me and my family through various calls and texts, managing him, then yes, I guess I manage him. But if I could somehow manage that, if I was him, I would just, the same way he got on our show, he should just harass Jump Steady, throw rocks of his city through Jump Steady's car, through other Juggalos' cars.
Please, we just want to make a disclaimer. We are not encouraging anyone to throw rocks through Jump Steady's car.
Please
don't do that.
I wish they actually... No, I'm not kidding.
Stop.
Actually
stop.
Do that.
Stop.
Easy. Stop. Juggalos, do not under any circumstances ever do that.
All right.
To the Duke, to the one of the great dons of the fucking corporation.
What a shit show that would be.
Exactly. Don't do that. That would be a shit show.
Okay, man, if you say so, but I think any way to get Fuck Outta Here in people's brains the way he's got into mine is good for me. So I hope people do take to this. I hope they accept.
That's a good point. Throw rocks through Jump Steady's window.
I want the Juggalos to take to Fuck Outta Here.
And it takes a little bit of it takes an attention span to listen to this kind of hip hop, a little bit of just, you know, soaking it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like lazy background music to make your dick hard.
Yeah.
You actually have to like try. So I'll just throw that out there.
And I don't want to down anybody and like say that anybody's make anyone feel like a piece of shit or whack or lame or anything if you don't like this album. But like, you know, if you don't like this album, you are a piece of shit and you are whack and you fucking lame, bro.
I actually will co-sign that. I will co-sign that.
All right.
As crazy as the guy is, he can rap.
He can rap like a motherfucker, man.
He can rap.
Make, and not only rap, but make good songs.
He can make good songs.
He's got good hooks. They've got good themes or good songs. Yep.
I just hope we get more Fuck Outta Here.
I do. I hope we get more. I would love to hear about like some of his other fascinations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if he's married to Anya Taylor-Joy, for now.
They could break up.
I mean, how many other celebrities does he stalk? I mean, how many wives does he talk to?
He seems pretty well connected. That's all I know.
Hanging out
with Bruce Willis on Epstein's Island.
Everything he said, I truly believe. That's why I'm still scared about the Sue thing. So, you know, I believe him.
Yeah.
You have a lawyer, right? Because I don't.
No, I don't either.
Well, who's gonna represent Declan Doubt if we do get sued?
There's probably some Juggalo lawyer out there that will do it for free,
like the same one that did The same one for ICP, the same for the gang thing?
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
The guys that sued the FBI?
The gang guy, yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll get that guy to represent us against fuck out of here when he comes after us legally.
He's got a message from an unknown number that said outside.
Oh.
I don't really know who that's from.
Well, you guys want to wrap it up?
Sure.
Well, let's go ahead and shuffle the fuck up on out of here then.
All right.
Yeah, hit the button before you go. Bye. All right, thanks for joining us, y'all. We'll see you next week.
For real, bro?
All right. Peace out. Have a great week. See ya.
Hey, can you pause? I'll see you, bro.